Athletics is self-taught. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Athletics is self-taught. Have you ever thought about that athletics is self-taught? Athletics is self-taught. It's something that we teach to ourselves. It is not something that another teaches us to do. It is not something that the coaches teach us to do. It is not something that we learn on the football field or the soccer fields or any of the things. It's something self-taught. Every player is an individual, unique player, separate by himself, herself, individually working on being an athlete. An athlete does not join a team. An athlete does not go to be in the Olympics. An athlete does not express itself in the ways that the athletics would seem to be expressing it. An athlete is an indwelling situation. If a person wants to be an athlete, well, let's say a person doesn't really want to be an athlete. If a person wants to utilize the skills of their body, utilize the skills their body is capable of doing, whether it is sitting at a typewriter, whether it is going to school, whether it is working on the basketball court, whether it is playing golf, whatever the skill is, athletics is self-taught. Because in the first place, the person has to say, I'd like to do that. And then it proceeds to create within itself not only the ability to do it, but the skill to do it. The ability and skill, you might say, are the same thing, but skill is a genius to do it. Everyone can be and is, to a degree, an athlete. Everyone is and can be, to a degree, the wonderful Olympic champion. Everyone has that within them. It's just a matter of whether anyone chooses to follow that routine. What is the routine of the game? Well, when you play tennis by the rules. When you play golf by the rules. When you play soccer by the rules. If at any time you are not playing by the rules, then you are not playing an athletic game. You are playing just to play and have fun. And that's good, too. That's very good. But if you are interested in training yourself in athletics, you learn specifically, delightfully, wonderfully, challengingly to not only follow the rules, but to exercise the rules so perfectly, so magnificently, so ideally that you win the game. Not that you win the game, even though I said it, that you play the game so perfectly that the rules of the game which define the game and the way in which you play the game are one, and you do it so beautifully, so competently, so wonderfully, that you always score. You always fulfill whatever it is you choose to do. Now, if you take a golf ball, and you take a golf club, and you take the golf club and you hit the golf ball, and you want it to do something, now, is the golf ball going to do it? No, not at all. You first teach yourself that you have a stick that can hit that golf ball. Whether the stick has a club head on it that is a golf club head on it that is designed to hit a ball, or whether it's just a plain round stick, it doesn't make any difference. Many games are played in deserts where they don't have a club with a bound on the bottom, and they play it by a new set of rules. Well, anyhow, athletics is self-taught. Whatever it is that you want to play, whatever it is you choose to do, you choose to teach yourself. You choose to hold the club in your hand. You choose to hold it in such a way that you are in control of the club, and you are going to have the club be just hitting the ball strongly enough to do what you want it to do. And you're going to hit it in such a way that the ball is going to go in the direction you want it to go. You teach yourself to do these things. You may have a teacher, you may have a trainer, someone who works with you on learning, but you must do it yourself. Now, when the great golfers play golf, they don't just take their club and hit the ball. They take their club and they use their club as an instrument to put the ball where they want to put it. They mentally put it where they want it. They mentally see where the ball goes. And once they hit the ball, they look at where the ball is going and they see the ball go exactly where they want it to go. And the true artist, the true master craftsman of being an athlete, puts the ball where he wants it to go every time. There are no foul-ups. He might be distracted. He might not pay attention to what he's doing. And in that regard, he does not put the ball where he wants to put it. And this is what is happening in most areas of our life. We are distracted. As the athlete is self-taught, as he keeps his mind, his attention, his attitude directly on what he is doing, and he allows nothing to distract him, he allows nothing to take his attention away from what he's doing, he is going to be skillful. Now, this is not something that somebody else can teach you. They might tell you this is a way to hold the ball, this is the way to hold the stick, this is the way to hold the club, this is the way to run down the soccer field, this is the way to do this or this is the way to do that. When an athlete trains to be an athlete, he trains so that he trains his muscles, he trains his ligaments, he trains his body so that it will be an instrument to carry out the game that he has in mind for himself. And each trains their body differently. Each says, "This is great, this is great," or, "Oh, this is painful, oh, this hurts, oh, I know I'm going to feel terrible tomorrow, I know." And when an athlete has that attitude in mind, he's not an athlete, he's just a participant in the game. And he's playing the game, and he's taking all of the unhappiness of the game, which shouldn't be there, and he's making that a prelude to the game. Now, it's foolish, but that's what we do. And why do we do that? We do that because we haven't realized that athletics is self-taught. And you say, well, this is a team sport. We have to work as a team. No, you don't. Every individual member of the team is an athlete. Every individual member of that team must do his perfect work. He must run his body in a beautiful way. He must stand up and he must sit down and he must run and he must talk and he must walk and he must see what the other team members are doing. He must be alert in every possible way to all that is going on. He cannot allow himself for 1 second to forget what he's doing. And what he is doing is to play in as an athlete. He is an athlete. When I take my dog and I throw the stick for him to go and catch, he is doing that himself. I can throw the stick all day long, and if the dog doesn't catch it, I have to retrieve it and throw it and retrieve it and throw it. But if I teach the dog to play the game with me, to be an athlete, the dog is going to leap up into the air and grab the stick and bring it back to me and say, "Do it again." We're creating our own game. But if I don't have a dog that's an athlete, a dog that is playing the game, a member of the team, doing his skillful thing, and me throwing it for him, we're a team of just two. But we are a team of one and one, not of individuals. We are a team that works together harmoniously. But If it were not that my dog learned how to jump, and he learned how to be alert, and he learned how to know the rules of the game, he's supposed to grab that stick and bring it back to me. He's supposed to go and fetch the stick and bring it back to me. Part of the game is to bring it back to me. Now, why bring it back to me? So that I can throw it again for him. It's part of the game. But the true athlete always trains himself. The dog runs and jumps and plays. And then when it comes time to play a game that I have instituted, he knows how to do it beautifully and wonderfully. And so it is with all things in athletics. An athlete knows exactly what he's doing. An athlete is self-driven, self-directed, self-taught. An athlete is self-trained every moment. Nobody else trains an athlete. He trains himself. People may give you techniques for developing muscles in your body, developing skills in your body, developing the genius of playing games, one game or another, knowing the rules of the game and playing by the rules of the game. If you don't play by the rules of the game, you're not an athlete. You may be athletic, you may have many athletic skills, but if you don't play the game by the rules, you are not an athlete. They test athletes by playing games, and if they play the game and win, then they're considered good. If they play the game and lose, they're a poor athlete. They are not trained in playing the game by the rules. They're not trained in following the program that's established for them. Athletics is totally having programs. Now, an athlete is a person who trains his body, who trains his mind. And they say that many athletes are a little slow upstairs because they aren't so bright as many of the students who are training themselves to be geniuses in education. And truly an athlete has just as high, if not higher, an educational skill as any academic person, because the athlete must train his body. He must train himself to play the game. He must train himself to listen to the rules and know the rules and follow them. He must train himself not just with knowledge, as the intellectual does, but he must train himself to utilize the knowledge, to utilize the rules, to utilize all that it is. Truly, athletics is self-taught. And if the truth be known, the academics are also self-taught. But we'll leave that for another time. Athletics are self-taught, and athletes are people who are diligent in putting their mind together, their genius together, their skill of their body together, to play a game with it themselves, like in golf, or with anyone else. Everyone learns to play the game. But some people forget that in playing the game, it's a matter of knowing the rules and being so skillful with the rules that you follow them 100%. That's what it's all about. And that's what it's always all about. Know this day that I love you. I love you. I love you. I like you. I like you. I like you. Now, why do I say I love you and I like you? Because I love you unconditionally, and I like you unconditionally. And it has nothing to do with who you are. It has to do with who I am. And that's why it's very important for me to say, I like me. I like me. I like me. I love me. I love me. I love me. Be the finest athlete, academic or athletic, that you can be today. And have a wonderful, beautiful, fabulous day.